There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet. When the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
Shanti. There was some problem in one village, and the village council was called. They had tried to solve the problem, but the difficulties still persisted. At last, the villagers decided to go to a saint who was outside the village to help them fix the problem. They went to that saint and narrated the issue. The problem was, in that village there was only one single well, and three dogs were fighting near that well, and they fell in that well and died. The water was stinking. The water was polluted. So they wanted a solution for this. The saint said, "Why don't you organize a religious discourse near the well? Some ritual." and that was followed. But the problem remained. Villagers again came back to the saint. He said, "Pour some Ganges water, some perfume, in that well." Even that was followed. But the problem persisted. Again the villagers went to that saint. He said, "Organize an yagya near that well. Arrange some charity." That was done. But the problem persisted. At long last, the saint said, "Let me go and see myself. What is the problem?" So he went to the village near that well. And when he peeped into that well, he found there are 3 dead dogs into that well. And he was shocked. He said, "So you have not removed these dead dogs?" The villagers said, "That you never told us. So unless and until these 3 dogs are not removed from the well, the 3 dead dogs, the water would continue to stink. The water would remain contaminated, no matter what you do." So also, in the modern age, we have 3 dead dogs. The digital dogs, the desire dog, and distraction dog. The 3 dead dogs. And they are in the well. And unless and until you remove these 3 dead dogs, there is no question of the well becoming pure. The digital dust is gathering upon the intellect. It is making the vision murky, clouded. You cannot see the entire panorama. Your vision becomes tunneled vision, myopic. The desire dog. Innumerable desires and fantasies. Desires to do multiple things. Desires for multitasking. People come and they say, "We want to learn so many things." And they end up learning nothing. They want to learn all the new techniques. Drawing, painting. They want to teach. The coaching business is one of the most flourishing business in today's world. Everybody starts a coaching class. It's a big business. So people love to learn how to teach so that they can begin their own classes. And that becomes a business. So this desire to learn becomes competitive and as well as destructive. Multitasking. And then they ask how to concentrate, how to focus. We don't know what to do. Because the mind is divided. A divided mind cannot focus. Desires. And the third is distractions. So many distractions. You try to do one thing, something else pulls you. There are gossips in the air. There are sensational news in the air. There are so many happenings happening around that everything distracts you. So this distraction is the third dead dog. Find out the list. Make a list of distractions. What pulls you? What prevents you from getting up at a fixed time? Why Amrit Vela is so unstable? Why the mind is so feeble and disturbed all the time? Today we enter into day 20, the second last day. The night between two selves. In Latin America, there's a story of two wolves. A child asks his grandfather, "Grandpa, what is the story?" The grandpa says, "In every human being there are two wolves. One good wolf, bad wolf. And they keep on fighting." The child asks, "But who wins?" The grandfather says, "The one whom you feed wins." So in every human being there are two selves. A civil war is going on. Lower self, higher self. It's a constant battle. Good, bad. Virtue, sin. This battle is going on inside the heart. Who wins? That is the question. The one whom you feed. This is the civil war of the threshold. There is one self which wants pleasures of the world, the cheap entertainments of the world, the cheap stimulus, sensations. And there is another self which wants super sensuous bliss, divine bliss, happiness, selfless joy, the feeling of wholeness, calmness, stability. The lower self is highly unstable. It keeps on moving from one thing to another thing. It is unstable, unfocused, divided, vicious, disturbed. The higher self wants freedom. The lower self is slave. Slave to every lustful fantasy. Slave to the whims and fancies of the mind. It's as if it's in captivity, in prison. So there is a constant battle going on between two selves in every human being. There is a constant chatter going on. There is a constant talk. There is a constant war. It depends on who wins. If the higher self wins, you feel calm. If the lower self wins, you end up in some vikarma. And then there is a guilt consciousness. The lower self is always chatting. It's in a constant state of chatter. The higher self wants silence. Every man is divided. First is to understand this. If this is true, higher self, lower self is also true. But accept that this is there. There is no silence. It's always fighting. A man goes to the barber shop, sits on the chair for hair cutting, and he pays some tip to the barber. The barber says, "Oh, this is for the first time somebody is paying me even before the work." The man says, "This is not tip. This is hush money." What is hush money? H-U-S-H. Hush money. Hush money. Money to keep shut up. Money to keep the mouth shut. That is usually paid under the table in government. It's not bribe. It's hush money is if you are committing a crime and somebody has seen, so you pay that person so he keeps his mouth shut. It is given under the table. It is illegal. That is called as hush money. So the man says to the barber, "This is hush money. So that when you do the hair cutting, keep your mouth shut. It is given for that purpose. It's not a tip." So the constant chattering, the constant noise, always there is some or other plan. I want to do this, then do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. There's a huge list of things. But this creates disturbance. The so-called spiritual life is no more a silent life. It is the series of one noise followed by another noise. What we call seva becomes seva-less and an expansion of service, an expansion of that ego more. Understand this civil war. Higher self, lower self. The second is the integrity of the dark hour. Then who we are? What is the real character? Your real character is when you are alone at night. There's nobody to see you, nobody to control you, nobody to tell you, nobody to order you. And you are alone. And now the temptation arises. Your hand reaches out to the screen. And there is an higher self that tells you, "No, you have to get up for Amrit Vela. It's a time to remember Baba and sleep." The other self says, "Do something else, something that stimulates." What you do at this hour is your real character. Who wins here? Sensation or awakening? Who wins here? The higher self or the lower self? This is the integrity of that dark hour. It is very easy to show yourself as a saint in front of public. It's extremely easy to behave like a a yogi on stage, but the real integrity is in the dark hours of the night, when you are alone, when nobody is watching you, and there is a pull of dopamine, the old stimulus, the old tendencies, the old habits, the old digital temptations, the old friendships, the old sensuality. Who you are in that dark hour, that is your real character. And the third point is guardian of this sacred doorway. What you do, just as for anger we say, if the anger comes, wait, don't react, let the hour pass. If the anger comes, anger and reaction, wait, postpone the anger, that's what we say for anger. Similar manner, if an urge comes, create a gap. This gap of awareness is the guardian. If you can create one gap between urge and action, and that gap if you can increase gradually, this is freedom. This is awareness, the gap of awareness, a psychological gap. And desire comes, for example, suddenly you want to eat something. You feel a sensation of hunger and your hand reaches out to something junk and you eat. If you can create a gap, this desire will die away. You get up for Amritfil, again there is a desire to sleep. If you can create a gap, the desire to sleep will go away. This gap is freedom. This gap is the doorway to the higher self, to a new personality. We want to create, this is the old version, this is the new version. It's a journey from old version to new version of ourselves. Old self, new self. Old Brahmin and new Brahmin. Within the Brahmin births, in this new birth, there are so many births. So you have to take a new birth, create a new version. The old version has tendency of laziness, distractions. Now you are creating a new version of yourself, which is very stable version, an updated version without virus. This version does not hang. This version is very fast, very pure. The old version, it doesn't work many times. Just as we want everything updated in the digital world, every app needs updation. Otherwise, things don't work. So also, how far we are working on updating ourselves, our own personalities. Every day, add some new color, some new layer, a new dimension, a new learning point, a new experience. Yesterday, whatever that happened, I learned something from that. Yesterday's mistake is my today's teacher. I learn something from every yesterday. Every yesterday is a school for me, a learning school. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, this is school. And he is the teacher. And you are sitting in the school. Where are you sitting? That was the first line of yesterday's Murli. Where are you sitting? So where I sit There can be 100 answers to this question. Where do I sit? Old version, new version. Old self, new self. Old personality, new personality. A man was celebrating his 40th marriage anniversary. And a friend came and congratulated the man for a happy, wonderful, peaceful, extended 40 years of marriage life. But he asked, how do you manage to stay with the same woman for 40 years? He said, she is no more the same woman whom I married 40 years back. She is no more the same. She has changed multiple times. So, we update ourselves. This is the desire to go at higher platforms. It is not the hatred for the old. It is because of that old only I can achieve this new. It is rather the thankfulness to that old. Thankfulness to that blunder, to that mistake, to that sin. Now you are in a better position to teach others. You are more confident because you know things better now. There is a person who talks on de-addiction and he has never drunk. And there is another person who was drinking for 40 years and now he has given up. Who is more powerful? This another one. Because he carries 40 years of experience of drinking. So let there be newness. The greatest problem in today's world, the parents want their children to become their carbon copies. They want them to become their photocopies. They force them, do this and do that. A child never gets to know what he has to do. He is forced. They join hundreds of coaching classes and it's an eternal torture upon them. Their innate talent dies. So, spirituality is the journey of freedom. It's to realize what I want really. In which prison I am incarcerated. It's a journey of identifying cages and prisons and to get rid of all those old conditionings, old complexes, old mistakes and create a new version of ourselves. So this night between the two selves is a dark night. It's very tempting to go back to the old nature, to old conditioning, old habits. Very easy. But to sustain that resistance and create a desire for the new needs a lot of tolerance, patience, courage. That first of all, identify the civil war. Higher self, lower self. This war is there. The second, what my real character is. The real character is that you, when you are alone at night, then the room is dark and the mobile is with you. The temptation is just there next door and there is nobody to see to stop and what you do. Do you choose awareness or temptation? That is the real character. So integrity of the dark hour, and the third is guardian of the sacred space, creating a gap, creating an hiatus, a distance, a psychological distance. This is the urge and this is the action. If you can create a small gap, or even a 5 minute gap, the urge, the impulse, the desire, the fantasy would lose its power. The desire to sleep, we become hypochondriac. I am sick, I am tired. So this is all about creating a new self, a new awakening, a new awareness, a persistent state of awakening. Whether you are in front of audience, you are alone, you are in the room, you are in public, doing work, seva, or in nature, in the crowd, in solitude, you remain the same, the integrated one, not a fragmented personality, which is hypocrisy. So tomorrow, we will enter into the last day of this series, The Pure Life. So every day keep churning, understanding the new layers of this pure life. Om Shanti.
Human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where. When the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve.